Happy New Year!
Hey guys, welcome to the C3SYD podcast in 2026. Here we go. We're going to be jumping into a new series for a new year called First Things First. It's going to be a really great series, so let's jump in. Jumping into a new year.
We are.
It's crazy how quick everything gets away from you. You know, you feel like you blink once, it's February, you blink twice, it's June, and then the year is almost over again.
And then it's 2027.
I know. And I feel like the older we're getting now, the faster the years go by. So
yeah, it's insane.
When we get to the top of the year, there's lots of things that we like to do. We like to reorganize our lives, reestablish
you know,
lots of things, including our priorities, our goals, our vision boards.
New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
I've set gym goals.
I've had a few of those.
Yeah.
And have a few.
And then they don't always last.
No. Yeah, totally. Yeah. I feel like sometimes I get maybe 1 or 2 months in and I'm like, yep, good, establishing some habits, but they kind of, you know, the first thing comes along and it kind of takes that place.
Yeah.
And
have you ever had one that's lasted the year?
No, I don't think so.
I remember, I don't know how many years ago now it was, but I like set out for the year to build my repertoire, menu, whatever you want to call it, of things I cooked.
Oh, wow.
Because I would just always make the same meals for myself
yep.
and wasn't really branching out. And then one year I was like, I want to build my list. And I did.
Wow. Good on you.
Yeah. Thanks.
I definitely get a little bored.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I get to a point or it's just the first thing that comes in way of whatever I've established.
Yeah.
And then it's just gone. And
I
lose that momentum. Like the momentum is really strong in Jan. Yeah. It's sometimes powering through Feb. And then by the time you get to March, it's like, and one thing trickles over and then you're like, oh, all of a sudden I've lost that momentum. And it's just hard.
Yeah.
So this series is going to be good for us to kind of like look at what are we putting for, what things are we putting up front of the year, but also front of our lives.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's going to be cool to unpack.
Yeah, we're going to look at a few different topics. Mm. So we're going to be starting with prayer, everything about what that even means.
Yeah.
The word, so the Bible.
Yeah.
Stewardship, which basically just means like the way that you handle things in life, like your finances and different skills you have and how you cultivate them and use them.
Yep.
Talking about the importance of community and also purpose.
Oh, wow.
So big topics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Especially how they position in response to putting, I guess, God first in your life.
Yeah.
Like I think one of the things that I've always lacked in my life is I go for the goal, but I don't set up or have enough discipline in the habits.
Yeah, totally.
And you know, prayer is one of those things that, you know, I – would love to work on this year, you know, growing in that. But also stewardship.
Yeah.
I think that's a really big one, knowing what God's given you, what are your giftings?
Yeah.
What's he placed before you to grow in? Be a really cool one. I think one of the biggest ones is probably community. It's one of those ones that the year gets busy and you forget to prioritize community. But what's God called us to? To be in community.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how can we, you know, set ourselves up for a win there?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that in the mental health topic of just how important community is
and
surrounding yourself with people that you're going deeper with. Mm. Like it's just, it's not necessarily prioritizing community, like just go out to all these events and then go home to your own world, but actually welcoming people in, doing community.
Yeah.
I know that doing community with God at the center as well is just like, it's so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know we've both dealt with things in life, like harder times in life, and just like having great community around you is so crucial. Yeah.
It's just right would be
so hard
there.
Without it.
You can see why God created us as like communal beings. Mm. We weren't created as, you know, islands apart from one another. We're built for that community with God, but with one another.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's going to be really cool. I think that's something I definitely want to grow in this year. in community, also purpose. I think all of these are really great.
They all have something.
Topics to kind of like speak into us just seeking first the kingdom, which is, you know, different to seeking first our kingdom or our goals. What I love about that actual scripture is that it's actually coming from a place, don't worry about what to wear, don't worry about what to eat, but seek first.
Yeah.
And these things will be added unto you. So it's a big topic on reprioritization, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I think there's something so, like, New Year's resolutions and vision boards and all those things are so common. And like obviously New Year's Day, 1st of January, first day of the year is such an obvious day, but it's because it's that like clean slate.
Yeah.
Like it's, okay, I've got this whole new year ahead of me. Like whatever I tried to achieve in the last year and didn't, like now's the time I can start again. Like it's like gym memberships like
blow up
on Jan 1st, like all these things. But it's because, I don't know, I feel like we just like in our brains, like it's a little bit of like a permission and like
an acceptance,
something basically like we're all being allowed this like worry free, like it doesn't matter if you didn't do that thing last year, like
clean slate.
It's just that whole thing of like, it, okay, this is the chance to start again,
a demarcation,
prioritize, it's intentionality.
Yeah.
And so while we're, I'm sure we're each kind of looking at our year ahead, looking at what we might want to see happen, different things that we might want to like work towards, and just
goals and stuff.
Different goals, like whether it's fitness, finance, travel more, spend more time with friends, any of those things, pick up a new hobby, whatever. Just looking at how putting God at the center of everything can help us. It's totally. Literally just like, it's for our benefit, it's for his glory.
But
it's just like that fresh opportunity to just be like, okay.
It's actually what am really I doing? Interesting when you think about it. It's just another day.
No, like we're that's just what I mean.
Rolling on.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like this universal, like, you can all start again.
We reach that point where we're at back at the start of something new. And I think that's the beauty of the opportunity of something new. You know, leave something behind and pick up something new. In this year, and I think that's something that is so great to start the year off. You don't want to, because I feel like, I don't know if it's just me, but many of you out there might just feel like, oh, I lost that opportunity to start something new, and I'm just going to go through the motions of this year, maybe trying in your own self, or, you know, going after the goals in your own strength. I feel like, you know, the years where I haven't kind of set priorities, and not necessarily my goals, but what are my priorities? What's my number one? What's my number two? I think those are easier to guide you throughout a whole year rather than, you know, setting a KPI or setting a goal of I'm going to go to the gym here. I'm going to prioritize health this year. And so bleeding into every area of your life, I think that's, it's going to be cool. I'm really pumped on being able to, you know, get out the vision board, but also what is it kind of submitting to? Those priorities. Where does God fit in all of these things?
You were saying before you want to prioritize community. Do you think that like in 2025 that was something you didn't necessarily do? Or is it more that you want to just kind of grow in it?
I think it was something like, me and my wife had a baby in 2025, which was awesome, but everything kind of went to prioritizing him. And, you know, just trying to build back routines and seeing friends, but also, community, you know, when you become busy, it's quite easy to say, oh, I'm busy. sorry, I can't do that. But by creating a priority of like, no, I'm going to prioritize community. I'm going to prioritize friends. I'm going to prioritize that this year. I think it's going to help me grow in being able to be a better father, but also a better friend. A better member of my community
mm.
because I'm actually prioritizing that, putting that above
yeah.
the easiness of being busy. It's mm. easy to be busy.
Oh, totally.
And that's something I just want to work on this year to prioritize.
Mm.
And I think also for, in God,
yeah.
if I'm, too busy for community, if I'm too busy, mm. I'm almost, living half full. Because God's mm. placed these people in my world to
mm.
help me
yeah.
Get through the year if I'm too busy just fighting it, doing alone. And I think that's something that, I want to be better at for myself, but mm-hmm. also for others, being
yeah.
prioritizing community in that way.
Yeah, I was going to say it's mutually beneficial
yeah.
for you to be a good friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because, it feels good to help people and to be yeah. there for people, and then it also feels great when yeah. others are there for you. So,
what about
yeah.
you? What are you going to prioritize? What's
a little
to
bit
you?
Of everything, yeah. probably. but I think in the purpose category,
mm.
I think 2025 for me was a very creative year, which I loved. I'm quite a creative person, and I felt like I kind of like dabbled in lots of different things.
Yeah.
And so it felt like it was a bit of a year of me just kind of building confidence in myself in those areas and like seeing myself be good at them
yeah.
and like not shying away from that, just acknowledging like, oh, I actually have done yeah. those things well. And so I would say, coming into 2026, of just further developing those.
Mm.
I think also just looking at things that I kind of grew up doing that I may have like just put to the side and being like, okay, yeah. is that something I could pick back up and where in my life could I fit it? And just kind of doing all of that with God, because yep. I know that I can sometimes just get really excited about things and yep. just like shove it all in my calendar.
Yeah.
And then I realized that I can't do all those things because yeah. there's not enough time in the day.
Yep.
So I think just like identifying again the priorities even within that of, okay, what could be left to the side? And I guess that's also the stewardship one. So as I said, a little bit of all of them, basically, yeah, just like looking at the things that God's given me as different skills, different talents, and using them in partnership with him.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
But rather than just for yourself or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Cause like, I mean,
it's beautiful.
On the side of this, I do a lot of creative things just in my personal world.
Yeah.
And it's a sphere that could very easily become very self-centered, very kind of ego-driven. And so...
I can't imagine it, but...
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes.
Very
humble.
But yeah, staying humble in it and just like kind of constantly aligning it under God and allowing him to bring the growth in me and in, that sphere.
Yeah, putting his kingdom first.
Yeah.
Yeah, seeking and in that purpose. I think that's the hard thing sometimes when we talk about purpose is that like sometimes we can see a fork in the road I can see a business opportunity, but that's not really seeking first his kingdom, but how do we do that? I can't wait to unpack that because that's a very big and a very challenging thing for many people, especially entrepreneurial people. It's going to be really cool. Well, that's all we got time for today, guys. It's going to be a big year.
It is. I can't believe we're in 2026. Insane.
Let's go.
But if this has sparked any curiosity for you, if coming into the new year you're wanting to find a church, get into some new community, we encourage you, come and check us out. Head to our website, c3syd.church. We have 4 locations across Sydney, and so we encourage you, have a look, plan a visit, and we can't wait to see you there. It's gonna be a great year.